Blog Talk Radio.
Amazes me how you do that, though. It just amazes me. You let me know, though.
Yes. Allow that word to be in our hearts, Father God, no matter what. No one can take it away. And then, Father God, we're praying for traveling mercies. We know people are traveling on the roads, and we ask that you will keep them safe, Father God.
Yes. You know me. Belongs to you. Hallelujah. That's done by Tasha Cobb Leonard. Know my name. God knew all about us. He's calling for us to be closer to him at such a time as this. Because he's bigger than whatever problems you got. He want to overflow you with grace. I should say this. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. Apologize for on yesterday. A lot of things going on. I mean, whew. Man, I don't even want to go there. It's so many spirits was acting up on yesterday. Maybe that's why the Lord told me today to share with what some things he done put in my spirit. Because they wear certain clothes, because they do certain shouts. And you have to try the spirit by the spirit and see if it be of God. So that's what we're going to talk about today. But before we get into that, let's ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio. He should be so kind to give us a word of prayer and get us going. Hallelujah. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Proverbs 37 and verse 4. Also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. And then from the New Living Translation, it said, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, we're praying, Father God, for each and every one, Father God, and we're so thankful for our pastor as he teaches the word, and we're thankful for those who are listening, those who have called in, and those who are listening by internet, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God. Lord, prayer for traveling mercies, Father God, for those who are traveling today, Father God. Lord, keep them safe. We plead the blood of Jesus on each and every one, Father God. Lord, we ask that you be with all those who are sick and shut in. We ask that you will touch them, Father God, heal their bodies, that they may have a testimony for you. For in your word, you said, by your stripes, we're healed. And Father God, be with those who are bereaved, those who are going through. You say you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us, Father God, no matter what we're going through, to trust in you and to keep our minds stayed on you, Father God. And Lord, we bind up anything and everything to try to come up against this word today, Father God. As Pastor teaches this word, let us open up our hearts and our minds to receive the word, Father God, that we may be a witness and that we may share this word with others. We ask it all in the name of Christ Jesus. We do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. Listen, brothers and sisters, you know, I was at a funeral today. I'm not going to get into all the details, but there were so many different spirits there. And it's important you try the spirit by the spirit and see if it's God or not. Don't be misled.
Yeah.
I praise God for the dead. I tell you to get up and pray, give a person a praise. That's not in line with truth, brothers and sisters. Do that because they do that. I just want to put that out there like that.
All right.
I don't care what everybody else doing. God ain't pleased with that. Our praise should be to him.
Amen.
Not to somebody dead.
All right.
Praise God for that person. But hey, but that's far as it go.
Mm-hmm.
As far as spending countless hours trying to give, I mean, for what?
Have mercy.
For what? For, it's pointless. I want you to get up and clap for the dead. Somebody going to have to help me with this one for real. They spend 15 minutes just thanking, praising the person that's dead. I can't find that in scripture where we're supposed to praise somebody dead.
Mm.
Now, I'm thankful because I'm thankful for everything according to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. I'm thankful they came by this way. I'm thankful that I met that person. I'm thankful for all of that. I'm thankful we crossed paths. You know, I'm thankful, but I'm not finna praise nobody dead.
My
praise go to God.
Hallelujah.
We're supposed to praise God. And that's everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. Nowhere does it tell you to praise somebody who just died to dead. No, that ain't working. So y'all have any comments, let me know. But I can't do that. And I don't care nothing about no obedience. I'm obedient to the word of God. Okay.
All right.
So this week, I'm real thankful for his word. I don't want you to be misled by a voice. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about do not believe every spirit. That's your choice. We're going to talk about testing the spirit or trying the spirit. There are a lot of imposters out here. We're going to talk about receiving impressions. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit, very deception voice. There's a lot of people out here being misled by voices. And a lot of times, it's somebody they're close to.
Mm-hmm.
1 John, hallelujah. Now, let me say this too, brothers and sisters. I don't know where this is going to take us at. I know what I wanted to finish teaching on, but the Spirit say, no, teach. Because there's a lot of people who can get caught up because of their preacher, their friend. Oh, they family member. Oh, yeah, that's right. She was this and she that. Just praise God. You ain't praising God. You're praising the devil.
Lord, have mercy.
You got to be careful in that area.
Yeah.
Real careful. That's why you got to listen to these words people say. So, first scripture. So those are some of the things that we're going to talk about this week. And speaking of that, put a pin. Because Thursday, Thanksgiving, we're going to have several people on here. We know that God healed them. And we're going to have, they're thankful. And I'm personally thankful that I, not so much I prayed with them, but that I seen the results of prayer. That's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that the Lord let me see the results. That including Evangelist Renee. God let me see. Yes, we prayed for them. That don't mean nothing to me. We saw the results of prayer.
Woo! Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Seeing the results. Prayer. And you got to see it before, after. You got to see it before. Healing takes place before.
Yeah.
You got to see it. You got to see it afar off. That's how faith works. Read 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. All those people had not yet had it, but they saw it afar off. You got to be able to see your healing afar off. You got to be able to see that leg growing. You got to be able to see that skin coming back. You got to be able to see that withered hand being changed. And you've got to be able to see this stuff in the eyes of faith.
Hallelujah.
So Thursday, anyone like to just give thanks? That's all we're doing. Those that like to just thank God for whatever, that's what we're doing Thursday. So please. If you know anyone that want to have a powerful testimony, they want to share it. I mean, we all got powerful testimony, believe it or not. Because 5 years ago, you could have been gone. 3 years ago, you could have been gone. God saved you. Some of y'all done dealt with COVID, and you was on your last breath, and it was God that raised you up. So don't get me to testifying and preaching up in here today. But we all got something to be thankful for. Even if you skip COVID and did a curve and you miss you, that's something to be thankful for. Because look at the people who suffered through COVID.
Yeah.
No reason, he says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning us or you in Christ Jesus. And we may do a little bit this week as well. Because you don't want to be misled, brothers and sisters.
All right.
Try the spirit by the spirit and see if it be or not. That is like so important. And so, because there's a lot of hindering spirits that will hinder you. That's why you got to give more earnest to the things we've heard, lest they be tripped away.
Yeah.
A lot of times you got to go back and revisit stuff, man. So you lose it. So you lose it. The Bible says, lest we drift away from truth, just like confession. It's easy to get away from confessing who you are. The enemy will have you talking like he did again, all over again. Gossiping like he gossiped.
All
I know one preacher, the only time they get holy is when they're getting ready to minister. Other than that, they, you know. I won't go there. Have mercy, Jesus. In 1 John, well, I had it here. 1 John 4, chapter, well, let's go with the first verse. Eventually, we're going to do all three or all four verses. Eventually, we're going to do all three. But right now, I want to do 1 John 4 and 1. Beloved, that's important, brothers and sisters. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets or going out into the world.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, 1 John 4:1. My dear friends, don't believe everything you hear. Carefully weigh and examine what people tell you. Not everyone who talks about God comes from God. There are a lot of lying preachers loose in the world. Amen.
You better believe it. You better believe it.
Amen.
No, he said, dear friend, don't believe everyone who claims to be speaking on God's behalf. Don't believe everyone in them spirits.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it ain't just something you look at. This is something you must do. You must test them to see if they came from God.
Amen.
Well, why? Because there are many false prophets out here. Many of them. And you ain't talking about somebody left yesterday, brothers. This was written 2,000 years ago. So if you're going to do the research, go all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, do not believe. But we need to talk about that because you don't want to act on every spirit. That's what believing is acting on something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because they tell you to close your eyes. You don't have to close your eyes. Who told you that?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Is that scripture? The Bible said when Jesus prayed, he looked up. He looked up toward heaven. With every bowed head, every closed eye. That is a lie. Won't get me like that.
Mm-hmm.
Won't trick me like that. That's what happened to people over in South Carolina. Their eyes got closed. Now, I know some of y'all going to have a problem with this, and it's okay. But I'm going to tell you, if the enemy can get you to close your eyes, he'll do it.
Mm.
Why you need to close your eyes and talk to God? Oh, that makes me feel holy. See, it ain't predicated on you feeling holy.
All right, come on now.
See, I'm trying to keep it real with you. A lot of times people will say stuff. You got to pay attention, brothers and sisters. So he said, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit. Means that we should believe, or we shouldn't, rather, believe everything here just because someone says it is a message or inspired by God. You don't have to believe that. Well, you know, the preacher, he got 5,000 members. He got 10,000 members. That's why he got them, because he tricked them. They were listening.
Have mercy.
They had been listening. If the one had been listening, they wouldn't have 5,000 members. They have 4,999.
Mm. All right.
See? So, because somebody says that and they have titles and they have all this kind of stuff, it's sort of easy to believe them, Pastor. You know what I'm saying? And then after all, you sit in a compound where everybody seems to be paying attention to the preacher, doing what he say or she say.
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe every spirit.
Yeah.
Do not believe every spirit. We
Amen.
Just hear because someone says it. It's a message of God. It's a message inspired by God. So there are many ways to test the spirit. Just like there are many teachers. We see if their message is from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, one way is to check to see if their words matching what God's words say in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Other tests include their commitment to the body of believers. See if they committed to the body of believers or they committed to a dollar. Don't say that, preacher. Yeah, go on there anyway. Yeah. Pastor, if you be so kind, read the second chapter in the 19th verse. First 2, 19.
Reading from the King James. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt continue with us. But they went out and they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us.
Amen.
Amen.
See, you got a lot of people who went out from the body of Christ. They truly got saved. They truly delivered. All that. And they went out and they got away from the truth. They got away from God's word and began to operate in their feelings, began to operate in their own knowledge. That's how you got so many antichrists. So you have to see these spirits. And they was really, just like over there in 1 John 3, 23 and 24. I'm going to ask Pastor to read that. I'm going to take you out too fast because we're going to unpack this. It's so much to unpack. When I think about just what beloved means, that's a whole day sermon.
Yeah. Amen.
When I talk about what believe not every spirit, that's a whole nother day sermon.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
When I think about the false prophets that went out, what made them false prophets? Because they're not teaching the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But because you're a false prophet, you don't have to stay that way. But read, if you be so kind, Pastor, read 1 John
3:23 and verse 24. Okay, Pastor. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwell in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Amen.
Amen. And when you got the Spirit of God, brothers and sisters, let me tell you what right now. That 1 John 4:6 says, read that out the Messenger Bible or another translation so you can really get it. Oh, God. We know God hears us. We know that. And then we think we know that.
Mm-hmm.
And he that is not of God, they don't hear us.
Right. Amen.
And hereby, we know that, talking about knowing the spirit of truth, and the spirit of error. A lot of people's in error. Can I say that one more time?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you got a lot of people in error.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the most important of all the tests, and we're probably going to lay out some, so you know how to test the spirit. And it don't do you any good unless you test it. If you're going to accept it, then, and not, it's not going to help you. But the most important of all, John said, is what they believe about Christ.
Yeah.
What they believe about Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to ask yourself the question, Do they teach that Jesus is fully God and fully man? That's a good question.
All right.
Do they believe that our world is filled with voices, clear to speak? What are they believing? What are they hearing?
Yeah.
God gives them tests to see it is they speaking God's truth. And I heard somebody say on yesterday, oh, you ain't gonna speak the Bible. Just I said, you know, that stinking devil is a lie. Only truth I know is the Bible.
Amen.
Can't you get an opportunity to talk about truth? That's what you talk about. Talking about a person ain't going to save nobody. Witnessing about, you know, I knew Pastor, she was this, that.
All right.
Listen, all that's good, brothers and sisters. That's good. Oh, I know Pastor Beasley. He just, leave my name alone. Talk about Jesus.
All right. Mm-hmm.
That's the name that a person can get saved.
Yeah.
If you're interested in getting them saved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See? So those are some of the things we're going to talk about this week. Again, I apologize for yesterday. And y'all, let's not forget Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone have any comments on something we read or talked about thus far, press 1 and we'll let you in.
Mm-hmm. Amen. As I wanted to read 1 John 4, verses 4 through 6 from the Message Bible. And it says, my dear children, you come from God and belong to God. You have already won a victory over those false teachers, for the spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. These people belong to Christ, denying world. They talk the world's language, and the world eats it up. But we come from God and belong to God. Anyone who knows God understands us and listens. The person who has nothing to do with God will, of course, not listen to us. This is another test for telling the spirit of truth from the spirit of deception. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all hear that? Another time this week, like I said, we're going to be doing 1 John 4, maybe going to read ahead, if you like, at least to the 6th verse, and maybe beyond. It would behoove all of us to go ahead on and read that, a little read ahead and understand that, study that, because that's what we're going to be hitting. If the Lord say so. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Press 1. Hallelujah. Okay. If not, we'll see you all on tomorrow.